It's the hour of roundtable with myself, Lai Ming, Neil Holling, and Carl Benjaminson in the studio. Over the past week, we saw a dramatic drop in temperature as a cold wave swept across the country and pushed the mercury down by 6 to 8 degrees Celsius across much of central and eastern China. All of a sudden, the Chinese folks, both in the north and the south, have to fend off the gnawing teeth of a harsh winter. So today, let's share some tips on how to survive the cold. I bet there are a few things you don't already know. I know I learned a lot by studying this topic, actually.
See, I'm possibly not the best person to talk to about this because I love the cold. I love the Beijing winter. It's lovely and dry and freezing. And so I'm quite comfortable, but it is also that time of year when it gets harder to squish onto the subway. Not because there's more people, it's that everyone's wearing big puffy down jackets. So it's a little bit more squishy and it's a bit hot and steamy and gross.
Where are you from again?
I'm from Melbourne, where it does not get all that cold.
Yeah, that's the reason. When you feel like you've experienced something for a really long time, you might just see the downside of it. For me, I've been always living in the northern part of China. So when I was when I lived in Hong Kong for a year, I was thrilled. I was very, very happy. I was like, no, it's not very wet. It's just nice and moisturized. And when I see mushrooms growing out of the carpet and see water drilling on the wall, I was all curious and happy and saying, I've never seen this before.
Until this mold on your clothes.
Until the mold on my clothes. And I started to buy dryer and started buy the little heating devices. We call it 小太阳. So a little sun in my room and trying to dry things up. That is why I think it's very vital for us to share how to keep us warm because, you know, it's just so cold.
It is also really important because one of the favorite things for people across North China to talk about is how much they hate the winter and how cold it is. So here's some helpful tips that you can raise with them. One really good one is to stay active. So make sure you exercise. Don't sit inside shivering. Go for a walk or go for a bike ride or go skiing if you can stand being maybe a little bit wet and cold.
And also you need to use your thermostat or AC wisely. You may be tempted to crack up the thermostat in the winter, but this can be very costly and also unnecessarily because actually they don't work in the way that you think they are. If you set it to, let's say, 40 degrees, it will not warm your house faster than if you set it to 25 degrees. It's just not how AC works.
Okay, AC. But here in northern China, we have central heating.
Yes, we have central heating, but sometimes it's just not enough. If you want to stay in a quilt for a really long time before you're self-heating up, maybe turn the AC up just to fasten the process.
And if you do live in an old building with central heating, like I do in Beijing, do make sure that if you turn your radiator off, you don't turn the radiator heat off for all of your neighbors, which I did accidentally.
Oh, you were one of those people.
I'm one of those people. It was a bit hot in my apartment, so I turned the little tap, and then a few days later, I got a knock on the door because apparently I'd turned the heat off for everyone who lives underneath me. So there's a top tip. Don't let everyone else in your building freeze to death in the winter.
Yeah, I had to do the knocking myself last year because somebody upstairs turned that heater off, and that's really annoying.
But and there's one solution that I really need to recommend to everyone. That is to search on the internet, to go online shopping and search for like weird items that can keep you warm or very creative items that will help you to enjoy the winter. You would find that a door to a whole new world is open to
you. I've seen one of those on your desk. Please elaborate.
It's very interesting. For example, you can find this funny cushion with a plastic window on it that you can actually put your phone in. You can still see your phone. You can put both of your hands in the cushion so you can play with your phone and stay warm in an outside environment.
And you also can connect it to a USB port and have it generate heat.
Yes, totally. Isn't that amazing? And on that note, you can also have a set of gloves that will allow you to put your hand out in the cold winter. They're not actually out, they're in the glove. But the good thing about the glove is that you can use that glove to actually touch on your phone and your phone respond to you. Isn't that magical?
Isn't it amazing to quote Tim Cook?
Amazing?
What other stuff? I think I've seen more weird stuff on your desk.
Yeah, I do also have a set of gloves that will allow my fingers out. So it's only warming the part of my palm. And the reason I said warming is because it can be hooked through USB portals and can generate heat.
Oh,
one of my favorite inventions, which I have not used, but I have seen around the city, is when it's usually grandparents are cycling their grandchildren to school. The little kids will be in what looks a little bit like an astronaut suit.
Oh,
this
yeah.
big puffy silvered thing with a little plastic window so they don't get cold while their grandparents pedal, and I think they are adorable.
Yeah, what? I think
I haven't seen that.
Actually, I've seen another version of it. That is, you know, when people ride a motorbike in a cold winter, they have this blanket-like windbreaker.
It's a wall.
Yeah, it's a wall, and it's very warm. You got fur in the inside, not real fur, artificial fur. We love animals. And the thing is, because they use that kind of motorbike to pick up their kids a lot, so nowadays, on that blanket, you can see a plastic, almost like an astronaut kind of bubble in it, so that the kid can stay inside the blanket, keep warm, and see the outside world.
You know, another really good way of keeping warm during your commute is to buy a car, which has a heater. No, wait, don't buy a car. We agreed about that.
and Yuhongli, you are yet to get one of those under-desk radiator things, the shield-shaped stuff that can generate heat. I mean,
I might make my order just after the show.
Anyway, you know how cold it can get in northern China, and hope you guys can stay warm. I'm afraid that's all the time we have for today's Roundtable. I thank you so much for your company. Come and find us on Apple Podcasts. We are Roundtable China. Bye, and see you tomorrow.